From Spark and Anvil and LoreQuest, this is Hearth, in Chapter 1 of the LoreQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Hearth isn't from any one place or time. Hearth is the idea of every storyteller, the chunky cartoon figure who sits by a warm fire and shares tales until you lean in close. Hearth wears a cloak the color of warm cream that seems to glow with soft firelight, even when no fire is near. Hearth's whole craft is the Hearth Storyteller, the voice that carries stories through time. Beside Hearth's shimmering, not quite real fire, a display shows how tales move, a swirling mist full of tiny sparks, each spark a story, traveling by being told and retold, person to person, across the years. "I carry oral tradition," Hearth says warmly. "I am the grandmother and the elder who tells the stories." It shows no specific story or person, just the idea of how tales get passed down, hand to hand, voice to voice.
"For most of history," Hearth explains, "stories weren't read, they were carried. Grandmothers and grandfathers, elders and leaders told them by fires, at gatherings, out in the fields," Hearth says, "and passed them down, one generation to the next." Almost every culture had a Hearth storyteller who kept the stories alive. And this is the secret people forget. A story told aloud is not lesser than a written one. Many oral traditions were fiercely careful, with memorized verse and exact retellings, and many keepers checking that a tale stayed true. Specific storytellers belong to their own cultures, Hearth says firmly. Honor them, never take their tales. ChronoQuest's Storykeeper helps you respect that history. "I'm the abstract idea, here for your writing, so you remember that when you write, you join a line thousands of years long."
Hearth came to LoreQuest as an elder, a wise old guide. And Plot the mentor asked, "What is a storyteller?" Hearth answered, "The figure who carries oral tradition, the grandmother and elder who tells the stories. It's a craft, a skill." Plot smiled. "You are chosen. You complete our group of guides."
In Hearth's workshop, a mat unrolled to the storytelling pose, and Hearth sat cross-legged by the abstract fire, firelight flickering on the cream cloak. "Watch," Hearth said, and began to tell. The voice was soft but strong, painting pictures in the air, pausing at just the right moments, then quickening when the action rose. You couldn't see the listeners, but you knew they leaned in, eyes wide, held tight. "That's the Hearth test," Hearth said. "Would your story travel like this, or would the listener wander off, bored? Ask it of every line you write." Then Hearth taught the storyteller's moves as one warm habit. Remember that most stories traveled by voice. Writing is the newer way. Apply the Hearth test. Will a listener stay? Pace for listening. Mind the breathing, the rhythm, the holding of attention. Use strong, vivid images and repeated phrases that help a listener remember. Watch your listeners and adjust, like a conversation. And Hearth named the cautions plainly. Never look down on oral stories as just folktales. That ignores centuries of careful telling. And never take other people's specific tales. If you want to draw on a tradition's material, work with the people who keep it. Even silent reading, Hearth added, has a voice in your head, so write for that voice too.
"So when I write," a young writer said softly, "I'm really joining all of them? Everyone who ever told a story by a fire?"
"All of them," Hearth said, warm as an elder. "So make your story strong enough to be carried." And as Hearth said it, a warm hush settled over everyone, the kind that makes your shoulders relax
and your heart feel full. It was the cozy, cared-for feeling of being told a story by someone who loves you, close by a fire, wanting nothing but for you to hear it. That warm, hushed, cared-for by a fire feeling, the feeling every story is quietly trying to carry to the next person and the next forever, was to Hearth the whole reason the voice keeps carrying the tales through time. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hearth. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.